I'm Al John Goh, podcaster and producer of the Disney List, Skull Rock Podcast, and Dining at Disney. When you're creating content, podcast, webcasting, live streaming, or wanting to step up your video conference calls, you need quality gear and accessories. That's why I use Gator Frameworks in my studio. From professional broadcast boom arms and microphone stands, studio monitor speaker stands, ring light kits, headphone holders, elite furniture studio desks, and acoustic wall treatments, Gator Frameworks has you covered. Gator is the leading brand of cases, stands, and support system solutions for music, pro AV, creative pro, IT, and general utility industries. They have over 1,000 different solutions made from vacuum-formed plastics, rational molded plastics, wood, sewn, and EVA materials. Leveraging their expertise in case design and manufacturing, Gator has a complete OEM division that works with leading companies around the world to engineer and create custom cases for original equipment manufacturers. For more information, visit GatorFrameworks.com. Product provided in exchange for promotional consideration. Welcome back to the Disney List, your weekly show about all the cool lists from Disney, Marvel, Star Wars, of course, at Disney parks. Al John Goh here, along with my better half, Kristen, our travel guru. Hello. Tell the fine folks about this week's awesome travel deal that you're offering, being that you are a vacation planner.
Well, right now, over at Walt Disney World, if you stay 5 nights or more, you can save up to $100 per night. And that deal is going on now through July 7th. So you don't have much more time to take advantage of this particular deal. But hopefully that means we have new deals that are about to come out.
Ooh, new deals. Exciting. Where can people email you so that they can have you book their next Disney trip, their next Universal trip, or any cruise line, including Disney Cruise Line?
At themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.
The following is a production of the Sorcerer Radio Network.
An imagination, huh?
Are you guys ready?
Are you ready?
From the Gator Framework Studio in Music City, it's the Disney List. The Disney List. Disney fans Kristen Hetzel and Al John Goh bring you top 10 lists from the Disney parks, films, Star Wars, Marvel, news, travel tips, and more. Now prepare yourself for the Disney List.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when you hear Mickey, you know it's time for the Disney List. Welcome to it. I love it. I love Fred Iwan. He's the best. Let's get Al John at the helm. Lifelong Disney, Marvel, and Star Wars fan. Also, big Disney geek. Love those theme parks. At the controls, next to me is
Kristen.
Hello.
Hello.
And Kristen, what are you, other than my better half?
I am the travel expert, as well as a Disney foodie.
I love it. Don't forget, gang, you can email us the Disney List at gmail.com. You know, we're testing out these new mics here in the studio.
Yes.
And it's odd. I'm not used to our new microphones, but they are cool. Thank you, Shure Mics. Thank you. You're the best. Can't wait for that sponsor read to kick in. It'll be great. We're getting the studio kind of all decked out here. Hopefully in the next couple of weeks, we'll be back to video podcasting again. Isn't that nice?
Yes.
Yeah, we've been in a state of, it's been a calamity here in the house. Not only are the kids just crazy and bouncing off the walls, and they're driving our cats crazy, but the studio's driving me crazy.
Well, that's because we have, like, half the stuff in the studio all, like, in random places, and then the other half is out in the bonus room.
This is true. This is true. But anyway, how's your week been? Good? I mean, other than tiring?
Yeah, it's been good. I'm tired.
My goodness. So, we haven't watched some Disney in a while, other than, you know, well, that's not true. We've watched a lot of Disney Plus because of the kiddos. I've turned the kids onto Goof Troop and all things Goofy, which is awesome. Which is quite a break because they've been on the Encanto kick for a while now.
That and Moana.
Yeah. Which is not, I mean, it's not bad. but they saw Pinocchio. Did you introduce them to Pinocchio?
Yes, they only made it halfway through.
They seemed to like it, though. They were quiet.
I think that she likes it because she knows Figaro because he becomes somehow Minnie's cat.
Yeah, that's kind of weird, isn't it?
Yes.
Like, how did that happen?
I don't know. I want to know. And I want to know how many lives that cat has already used up of his nine.
Oh, just from Pinocchio? Because he used up a lot
He's
of
so
lives
old.
In Pinocchio. Pinocchio. Hey, you know, age is but a number in cartoon land. You know? I mean, Mickey looks pretty good for nearly being, 100 years old.
True.
Anyway, we haven't seen Lightyear yet. We need to. We're getting ready to see Thor, Love, and Thunder, which is going to be amazing. We did see the end of Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yes, that was good.
Whoa. You liked it a lot? Did you like the ending? The last two episodes were the bomb, right?
Yes, I really liked it. I think I may like it a little more than The Mandalorian.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing beats that Mandalorian episode where Luke Skywalker comes in to rescue Grogu and the team, though, you know? That's pretty epic to see Luke. Because you never thought you'd see Luke, of all people, in that show. So that, to me, is still like the best moment in Star Wars Disney history. The prequels, I mean, it is what it is, you know? And I like Star Wars Rebels. I really like the Clone Wars, you know? But the Clone Wars, only the last season was really anything to do with Disney because that series was basically a Cartoon Network show for so long.
I'm also a longtime fan of Ewan McGregor, too. So the fact that he was in the prequels and this show featured him.
Yeah.
It's hard for me not to like it.
It's true. Ewan McGregor has done a lot of awesome, awesome films over time. Notably, you're a big fan of Moulin Rouge.
Yes.
So
I like musicals though.
He seems to, he and Hugh Jackman seem to be very musical by themselves. You know, the whole Moulin Rouge and Ewan McGregor's voice, he's got quite a singing voice, much like Hugh Jackman does.
Yes.
You know, The Greatest Showman is a really great, of course, him and Les Mis was great, but.
I did not see Les Mis.
Hugh Jackman is a great singer. So it's amazing how an actor like that who has played Wolverine for so long in Hugh Jackman, and he's big, burly, can do the action scenes. Oop, almost knocked myself out there in the headphones. But has just a tremendous voice. I mean, that is awesome stuff. I wonder who else has a tremendous voice. You know, does Ryan Reynolds have a good singing voice? I don't know. Or Chris Evans for that matter. Who knows? Anyway, it's heating up. It's hot. It's summertime. And I think we all deserve to spend some time at the Disney parks in a very cool, cool place. I love going and staying cool. It is something that we have to do. And especially now when we're planning to take the kiddos to the parks, notably Walt Disney World Resort, we're going to be drinking a lot of water. We're probably going to have a lot of water bottles with ice. We're probably going to also carry around these Misty fans because the kids are probably going to get very hot. At least we're going in the fall so that there's a little bit of a rest there. It's not going to be too bad like it is right now. But keeping cool is the first order of business for me. What do you say?
Oh, yes, because I don't do well with being overheated. Uh-oh. Not at all. I am a grumpy person when I get too hot. And right after that, that leads to me not being well and having to have a break somewhere that is highly air conditioned to try and cool down before I get too sick.
I think the key to our enjoyment is not going during peak season. And you've done it and I've done it. And going around July 4th holiday is definitely something that I don't like doing. But you've done.
I have, yeah.
And it is crazy. You know, July 4th is coming up. And every time I think about that, I think about the trip that you and Natalie former co-host of this show did. And you guys were insane for doing that, in my opinion.
We had a lot of fun. And one of the great things at that time that they don't do anymore is all of those evening extra magic hours. And especially when those go on this time of year at Magic Kingdom, that is so worth it to be in the park till 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Because by that point, that park has the least amount of people because of the fact everybody, you know, so many people have little kids and they want to go back and rest. You know, we had a strange little one at that time, and he was very good about staying up late, but he also slept in late. So it worked really well that, you know, at 11 o'clock at night, we could be sitting in the hotel room and go, "Hey, you know, it's extra magic hours at Magic Kingdom. Let's go.
Let's go." So that's really nice. If you have family members like grandparents or little ones, where the grandparents can babysit the little ones while you go off into the park with you and your teenagers or what have you, that is a really good thing to do. Because obviously you don't want to leave the little ones there by themselves. I mean, don't neglect your little ones, y'all. Just don't do it. But that is a great way to kind of utilize some of the cool nighttime hours. I think, too, a lot of people forget that there are water parks as well. You can kind of extend your stay or take some time not only to check out the pools there at the Disney Resort. You're staying there on property. Please check them out. The pools are nice, but also the water parks. The water parks are a vacation in and of themselves, really.
Oh, yeah. The water parks are great.
Yeah. So another great way to stay cool. And other things that you can do to kind of stay cool that I really like is just going in the winter months. If you're going in the fall, late fall, winter months prior to spring break where it starts getting super hot, going in the park after New Year's and our favorite time in February, that is one of my favorite times to go because it's still cool where you can wear a sweater into the park. And as 11 o'clock rolls around, ditch the sweater or ditch the, you know, sweatshirt, what have you, spirit jersey. And then you're still wearing shorts because you just go in that day wearing shorts and or the hoodie. And then you just ditch it and you're wearing short sleeve shirt and shorts and you're just walking around the park just having a good time.
Yes, but if you do travel that time of year, be prepared just in case the weather has some really, really cold day. Because the one time we went down and we were not prepared for cold weather and it got down into the 30s. And I had my lightweight jacket and stuff, and I was not about to buy gloves and a hat and do all of that, but it can get cold, you know, January, February.
Yes, it can. But, you know, at least you'll have something. You'll prepare yourself. That's why you're listening to our show. But really, our favorite times to go is that late fall before the holidays and then right after New Year's.
Yes, at the end of January, beginning of February.
It's so good. It's just so good. And it'll walk on for a lot of attractions. But this show in particular happens to deal with, 15 attractions that will be very helpful for you and your family to cool off in. And it's done in a matter of length of time because, you know, there are so many great attractions that you could actually kick back and relax, but, you know, they're very short, right? So like Haunted Mansion is 7 minutes long there. And you have, of course, the 3 minutes that you have to wait in kind of the pre-show area. So
in the vestibule.
In the vestibule. Or Pirates of the Caribbean, you know, 9 minutes. So there are some great...
You also have some great attractions, too, that not even the attraction itself takes a long time. But if you are in the standby line, the queue for it is in air conditioning. So if you're waiting for something like Rise of the Resistance or Smuggler's Run, Flight of Passage, those are going to have very long waits, all air conditioned.
Yes.
So you can also take that into account when you're deciding.
Truth be told, this next top 15 that we're going to tell you are some of the longest attractions you're going to be able to sit down, cool down, and maybe, be like me and take a nap. I've done it. You've done it. Kinda, right?
Yeah, the one trip where I wasn't well, it had the kidney infection and was still going to the park because I was like, I'm not going, I refuse to like give up on my trip.
Oh, that was painful, right?
Yes, that's when I fell asleep watching Impressions de France. That is okay. Where I fell asleep.
Well, when you hear this music, you know that it's the official top 15. For the Disney list of this week, the top 15, it's so hot, I gotta cool down, long attractions with air conditioning. Okay. Are you ready for it?
Yes.
Here we go. Love that. Do you like this music? It's very Miss Marvel-like, isn't it? Very Miss Marvel.
Yeah, I can see that.
Can you dance to it? Down with it. I like it. It's kind of cool. I dig it.
It has a little bit of that Bollywood kind of feel to it.
I'm down with that. I'm so down with that. Hey, so we're giving you these awesome tips and tricks for the Disney parks. These attractions are going to give you about 20 minutes of a respite from the heat, the absolute heat. Actually, we're going to start with the 15-minute long ones. Okay.
Okay.
And shall we go with this grouping? So this is about 15 minutes that it will give you a little bit of that respite. So here we go. You want to go ahead and get things started from the Magic Kingdom. Magic Kingdom.
The Country Bear Jamboree.
Yay. Country Bears.
And of course, it is 15 minutes.
It's so easy, gang. It's so easy to doze off in the Country Bear Jamboree. First of all, if you sit in the very back, you can sit in the very back and just find yourself just dozing off. And you know those cameras are there on the audience for the cast members to monitor that there are no shenanigans, you know. But you know they're like, this person in the back row, this Filipino guy, he's falling asleep back there. And that would be me. But I love the Country Bear Jamboree anyway. It's just a lot of fun to see. And I love the animatronic show, but yes.
There's too much stuff going on
for
me
you
to fall asleep.
Oh, no. I just kick back, relax, and take a breather.
It doesn't have sleepy time kind of music for me.
No.
No.
The next one is interesting because it's a good one for the family to kick back, but there are no chairs.
No, they are benches.
There are some benches, and that would be
Enchanted Tales with Belle.
Yes, 15-minute story time. And your little kitties will be able to volunteer and tell the story of Beauty and the Beast with a bunch of cardboard cutouts with Wardrobe and Belle, of course, and Lumiere.
Do you know there. We're going to have to do this?
Yes, we are. It's going to be magical. I have no doubt. And we're going to be videotaping it for the memory's sake because the kids love Belle. Both our little boy and little girl love Belle. And this is 15 minutes of them cooling off in air conditioning. And it's nice and cool in there for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it. Okay. So we move from Magic Kingdom to Epcot. And this one is a personal favorite. And yes, you can definitely fall asleep in it. I have no shame. I have no shame. I doze off. I try not to because I love this attraction a lot. And this would be Spaceship Earth. 16 minutes long. It's awesome. And dark. A nice dark ride. Lots of air conditioning. You sit back, relax, and listen to the dulcet tones of printing presses and, you know, burning cities and, you know, woolly mammoths and all that good stuff.
I like the smell of the burning city.
You do? You like the smell of Rome burning?
Yes.
Oh, geez. So strange.
I like smells and attractions. They make me happy.
They like smells and attractions unless it's Stitch and the chili dog,
yes,
right?
No, but at least that attraction's now gone, so I don't have to ever worry about that.
Or Figment and the skunk butt.
Oh, see, I don't even mind the skunk.
Okay.
The chili dog smell just did not...
It's disgusting.
It made me nauseous.
It's disgusting. Anyway, Spaceship Earth at Epcot. The next one, Kristen, is great because you have the Harry Potter music in a Disney attraction.
Impressions de France. Yes. This is... How many minutes is this one?
18 minutes.
18 minutes.
18 minutes, yo.
Now, see, this does have sleepy time music.
Oh, my gosh.
With the little with the castle stuff, and it's like just... You just watch that video and you're nice and you're cooling down from being so hot. You're tired because heat zaps all of your energy from you and you can fall asleep, which I don't like to fall asleep watching this because I enjoy the video for it.
I'm afraid I would be snoring through it.
We have seen that.
Oh, we have heard that. Everybody laughs at it. I try not to because you know that's going to happen. You know, the sleep apnea kicks in. It's like, I'm so tired.
If you were to start snoring, I'd budge you.
I'd stop you. Yeah, you'd be like, bam, wake up. But yeah, 18 minutes long, super comfortable. The minute the theater lights dim and the music kicks in, it's like, oh, here are the magical bells of Harry Potter music. I'm getting ready to go to sleep because then they take you on that ride through through the forest and you're going and you're seeing the castle and then there's a little family out there and they're celebrating things and there's flowers and there's the market and you're like, yes. Oh my gosh, I'm going to sleep. I am done. And there you go. So the next one is another 18 minutes of marvelous air conditioning wonderfulness. And it is over here, Disney's Pixar's Short Film Festival. And that's over there where Captain EO used to be, there in the Imagination Pavilion.
I miss Captain EO.
Yeah, well, there you go. You have the Disney
and
Pixar.
I'm glad they had brought Captain EO back because I never would have seen Captain EO if they had not brought it back.
Well, it doesn't matter anymore because he's not there. No more Captain EO, but they do have the Disney Pixar Short Film Festival, 18 minutes for you to cool down. This is the only reason, gang, to go to this, because you've seen it all on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Right? You've seen all these shorts in front of all the Disney and Pixar movies, unless, for example, you know, you haven't, maybe, or, you know, wanted to see it in 3D. I guess you could. But honestly... Yeah, that's a great reason to kind of chill out and cool down. And air conditioning is very underrated. You've got to pace yourselves. I feel like when you listen to this list, take notes and build those breaks into your trip during the day because you will thank us later. 100%.
Oh, yes. You know, they're also good for when there is a thunderstorm.
Oh, yeah, exactly. You see... Mm-hmm. See, wonderful. You see, we're going to regurgitate this list here during rainy season. right after
September.
The summer. Yeah, we'll just say, hey, by the way, remember this list?
Hey, hurricane season's here.
Hurricane season. Here you go.
Okay.
Okay. So we're moving on to the next park here.
Yes. Over at Disney's Hollywood Studios, The Voyage of the Little Mermaid. Yes. And that is a 17-minute show as well.
Yes. I love the little stage shows. It's not my favorite of the stage shows. Beauty and the Beast, which we're going to talk about next, is. But the good part about The Voyage of the Little Mermaid is air conditioning. It's air conditioning for 17 minutes. The next one is Beauty and the Beast live on stage. It's 25 minutes, but guess what? Guess what?
It's outside.
It's outside.
There's no air conditioning.
So this is a great way to kind of relax, kind of. Kind of. It's 25 minutes. This is one of the longest attractions you're going to have there. But it, you know, so you can sit back. You can relax somewhat underneath a little bit of some shade.
But you could just lay down on the bench.
Or you could lay down. Well, if you can. I mean, it might be packed for you these days.
Yeah.
Everything's packed. And a lot of people want to see Beauty and the Beast live on stage to see, you know, Candlestick fall on their butts or whatever, you know, because it's so hot on stage.
Terrible.
I don't want to see that. I don't want to see that either. You know, we want everyone to have a good time and be safe, but yeah, it has happened before.
I think if I was in one of those costumes, I would have to have ice packs throughout that. Otherwise, I know I'd, oh, no.
How would they even do it? Well, anyway, that's 25 minutes. Okay, so if you're looking for some serious, serious break time inside, we're moving into past that 20 plus minute mark now. Going back to Magic Kingdom, this is probably one of my favorite places to take a breather in Magic Kingdom. Kristen?
It is Hall of Presidents, which is a 23 minute show.
Yes, yes. It's so good. It's Morgan Freeman. Morgan Freeman wants you to kick back and relax at the Hall of Presidents.
No.
Okay. Well, anyway, 23 minutes. I love it. Hey, another attraction that we love all the time. And by the way, every time we go to the park, we do check out Hall of Presidents. And we also check out this wonderful seasons changing attraction, which is the longest running stage show on the planet. It is the Carousel of Progress with father and mother and little animatronic doggy.
Aww.
Yes, it's 22 minutes, which is nice. And you get to experience all four seasons in the comfort of a rotating theater in air conditioning in darkness.
I like it when you go on it and it's just all people that are big fans of the attraction and everybody in there is singing It's a Great Big Beautiful Tomorrow. You can't beat that.
No, I think once again, it's great. When we're there with all of our friends, we're all singing and we're having a good time and everyone's looking around going, who are these people? And it's like, don't you know? Don't you know this is one of the best Sherman Brothers songs ever?
Okay, so let's move on to Epcot. And this attraction is 20 minutes long. And Aljon, it is one of your favorite attractions.
Yes, I love it. It is living with the land, greenhouses, water rides, a visit to a very nice hydroponics and aquarium. It's really nice. And it's great. You get to check out the plants and how they grow in the hydroponics bay and all the great innovations they're doing with ladybugs instead of using pesticides. You know, it's just a wonderful, wonderful attraction.
Yeah,
seriously.
Yeah. And the only thing that bothers me about it is that spiel is now going close to 40 years old. And I'm like, it's really time for them to update that.
Yeah, they should get Bright Eye One to just recut that.
Because they say they're, you know, this is what's coming tomorrow. And it's like, tomorrow is here and gone. It's like yesteryears. It's just not current anymore. So it'd be nice if they would update that. Because I'm sure half the people that they have pictures of in that attraction are, you know, 50
don't,
years
don't
older
even
now.
Say, I was going to say, maybe they are living like the kids in the land. They're living exactly. Under, they're living 6 feet under the land right now. I knew you were going to say that.
I wasn't going to say that.
I went ahead
but
and
that
said
works.
It.
They truly are living with the land. I was just thinking those little kids that are like 10 years old and that they're now like 50.
Hey, so what is your favorite part of living with the land other than the music?
I do like the hydroponic area. I think that's very cool.
I like the prairie dog. I love the little prairie
as
dog.
As you go through where the people up at the garden grill can watch you.
Yeah,
watch
I've always found that super distracting. You know, when you look up and then here's the garden grill. I'm like, oh, here's Chip and Dale floating above us. It's awesome. But still, one of my favorite attractions. I love it. Hey, so the next one is probably my favorite attraction to take a deep breather and probably take a nap. However, it is emotional. It's a great attraction, but man, is it easy to fall asleep in. And it is the American Adventure. And Kristen, how long is this attraction?
45 minutes.
Oh my goodness.
It's a long, long attraction.
Wave the American flag.
This is not something that if you have little ones that can't sit still, that you should take them into, because they're going to really struggle with sitting there for 45 minutes.
Yes, but if you're an old, you know, I was going to say an old fart, but there you go, I'm saying it. And I say, or like me, you know, semi-old fart, enjoy this patriotic-themed show at the American Adventure at Epcot, because you'll take a breather from the death march that is walking around World Showcase. So there you have it. Next, you have Hollywood Studios, Kristen.
Yes, and this we will definitely be doing when we are there. It is Disney Junior Live on Stage, a 22-minute show.
Yes, be prepared to sit on the floor.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you do? You sit on the floor towards the back.
Yeah, sit on the floor toward the back, have the wall hold you up, and make sure you check the space to make sure it's actually dry before you sit down. Just saying. You ever heard these horror stories there?
No.
For Disney Junior?
Luckily, I never experienced one of those horror stories either.
I have heard these horror stories where the kiddos just have little accidents there, and yeah, it's not good. Just saying. You got to think, man, they clean those carpets. They should clean those carpets every night. Just putting it out there, gang. Hey, we're family here.
Okay.
Hey, so next up, because we do have a top 15 here, is for the first time in forever, it's a Frozen sing-along celebration. Get the Let It Go out of your system for 30 minutes.
There you go.
30 minutes, Kristen. Can you handle this? And would you be able to handle this?
Well, yes, because you have comfortable seating.
This is true.
So I could do that.
Do you think the kids would be able to do it? Sit around and see Anna and Elsa
I think they'd both be standing up dancing and stuff.
I can't wait. I can't
or
wait to take the kids.
Or she'd be yelling at the characters, Elsa, Elsa.
Or Olaf. He likes warm hugs.
She has learned their names, so she does know who Elsa is.
Oh, I can't wait. I cannot wait. I cannot wait. The next one is also, it's probably my second favorite place on this list to kind of do a chill out. And it's Muppet Vision 3D. How long is this, Chris?
This is 37 minutes long.
Mm. The pre-show's great. Sitting down in here is also just as great. And, you know, the kids, some of the newer kids may not be too cool with it just because maybe they don't have the affinity for the Muppets unless you're training them right. If you're training them right, perhaps. You know, we're trying to get the kids in the Muppets, and I'm trying to get them to watch Muppet Babies, and they've seen a couple episodes, just so you know.
Of Muppet Babies?
Of Muppet Babies, trying to get into it, you know. I think the little one likes Animal, the little one, and I think the girl likes Fozzie.
So we're looking at something that had characters mm-hmm. on it, and she was going through and saying stuff. But when she comes to Fozzie, she goes, "Monster."
Oh, like Cookie Monster?
And I was like, "That's not a monster, it's a bear." She was like, "No, mommy, it's a monster." I was like, "No, honey, that's Fozzie Bear.
He's Are you sure she's not saying that about Gonzo or anything?"
No, it was Fozzie Bear. Oh, and that's why goodness. I thought it was so funny, because he looks like a bear. Why she thought he was a monster, I don't know.
I have no idea. That's very strange. Last but not least on this list is a show that it didn't even cross my mind, because I didn't think it was this long and it's so action packed. I don't think anyone would be able to go to sleep on it. However, or in it, or take a nap. However, you can actually sit down and take a load off. And this is cool, the last of our 15 is
Festival of the Lion King.
I think you'd get called out if you were sleeping in this thing.
I don't know how you could sleep in it.
I don't know either.
Because they do bring the audience into the, you know, there's audience participation.
Yes. Yeah. So anyway, that is 15 of the biggest and most awesome air-conditioned attractions or ones to take a load off. The one list attraction that I would not have included in there is the Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah. I will say there's a couple of attractions that I think are good that are not on the list because they were 12 minutes. And those would be Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor, mm-hmm. which is a great one, as well as Mickey's PhilharMagic.
Yes.
Both those attractions are 12 minutes.
Yeah. And the one that I would definitely look into is maybe the China Circle Vision, even though.
Oh, yes. In O Canada.
In O Canada.
Yep.
You know, but the thing is that you have to stand for those movies.
Yeah. I don't like the whole standing.
No. No, so that's a drawback. But the one that I will agree with is Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor. You could definitely kind of chill out with that, although it's 12 minutes. And the other one is Mickey's PhilharMagic.
Yeah, it is also 12 minutes.
It's also 12 minutes, but, you know, it just depends on when you go. It depends on when you go. Enchanted Tiki Room is also there on the short list as well. It's also 11 minutes long. So you have some options there. Tough to be a Bug. Who knew that it was only 8 minutes long? You know, those are kind of honorable mentions and things that you can kind of build in to your day if you're trying to beat the heat, because there's nothing worse than having to deal with your kids melting down and you also melting as well because of the summer heat. Just saying.
It will have you feeling like Olaf in summer.
Any parting words, Kristen? Any parting words for you?
To stay cool, definitely make sure you bring plenty of water. Take breaks when you need to. And another good way to stay cool, but it requires some money, is for lunch, do the sit-down restaurants. Get some table service. That'll give you a good hour and a half of cool air conditioning.
Oh, while we're doing that, you might as well talk about it. What are some of your best places to eat and cool off in the parks? Because I can go ahead and say that Sunshine Seasons is probably one of my favorite places
for
to kind of
service,
quick service to chill out. Because I'll go ahead and I'll just put that out there. And maybe ABC Commissary. It's not necessarily my favorite, but I understand now that the menu's changed. But that is a great place to kind of chill out to over there at Hollywood Studios. So those are
Backlot Express also is enclosed in Hollywood Studios. That I find to be the hardest park for me to cool down in.
Hollywood?
Is Hollywood Studios, because so you have attractions that are also located outside, so there is no air conditioning for like the Indiana Jones Stunt Spectacular or the restaurants. have outdoor seating like Fairfax Fair and Rosie's All American Cafe. You know, those are, it's just hot. It's,
yeah, go to sci-fi,
too much for me.
Go to sci-fi dine-in and get a respite, please.
You may fall asleep in there.
Hey, you know, sometimes you just need to. I think you have to pace yourself. You have to have mist fans. You have to have cold waters. And you have to, if our kids are listening, you got to be able to cool yourself down. Don't overheat. Go back to the resort and take nap time.
Take a
swim in the pool. You know, avoid that if you can. And try to space out and enjoy. Because the last thing you want to do, as I said, is dealing with your kids melting down and you melting down because it's so darn hot. Or just go to Disneyland. The weather's a little better there. You know, have Kristen book your trip. Kristen, the show is wrapping up. Why don't you go ahead and tell people how people can get in touch with you and all the other podcasts and things that you want to promote here.
Well, if they are looking to visit either of the Disney parks in the U.S., Universal Orlando, or take a cruise, whether it be Disney Cruise Line, Carnival, Royal Caribbean, Norwegian, Princess, whatever it may be for a cruise, contact me at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com, and I will find you the best price available.
What's going on in Dining at Disney?
Well, Dining at Disney, a little over a week ago, we had Todd and Michelle Strobel from Traveling Around Disney talking about their time on the Disney Dream since they went on that cruise. We also talked about the foodie guide. So if you're going for July 4th to the Disney parks, the special food items that you can find for that time. And we also will be talking about the best burgers.
Nice. Very nice. Well, thank you for that, Kristen. Don't forget to check out Dining at Disney Podcast. 2 shows a week there at Dining at Disney on your favorite podcast platform. You can also check out our sister show. We've got Skull Rock Podcast with myself and former Disney Creative Director of Special Projects, Dave Bossert, award-winning author. We recently had talked about the forgotten era of Disney with Don Hahn, a famous Disney film producer. Just an awesome guy. We also had talked to so many other amazing Imagineers and authors. We had Brett Iwan in, the voice of Mickey Mouse, this past week on the show. And we're talking to some people there creating the quest on Disney Plus this week as well. So just an awesome show. Please check out our Skull Rock Podcast. You can also find me on Instagram. On Aljon Go on Instagram. So please do that. Send us those emails at thedisneylist@gmail.com. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to our show. We're also giving away a book, Dave Bossert's Claude Coates book, signed by Alan Coates, his son, and also Imagineer, and Dave Bossert himself. You can also check that out there at Skull Rock Podcast for that giveaway. Gang, thank you so much for tuning in. We do appreciate it. Thank you to the Source Radio Network. We do appreciate it. SRSounds.com, as well as the Source Radio Disney Fun Zone. You can also find our groups, too, for Dining at Disney, Skull Rock Podcast, and, of course, the Disney List on Facebook group as well. In the meantime, we'll see you next week. My name's Aljon.
And I'm Kristen.
And we'll see you real soon.
And opinions expressed in this podcast are for entertainment and informational purposes. All other trademarks mentioned are the property of their respective owners.
Skull Rock Podcast, talking all things Disney, with your hosts, Aljon Go and Dave Bossert.
Do you just love to learn more about the magic that embodies animated films, theme park attractions, and more? The all-encompassing universe created and produced by the genius of Walt Disney has spanned nearly 100 years and counting.
From his earliest film endeavors with the Laugh-O-Gram cartoons and the Alice comedies, to the creation of Mickey Mouse, to the first animated feature film, Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, and then dreaming up Disneyland, Walt Disney continuously raised the creative bar, and today his company has carried on that tradition as a global entertainment juggernaut. I'm Dave Bossert, artist, filmmaker, and author.
and I'm Al John Go, musician, podcaster, and radio guy. Every week, Dave and I will explore the entertainment galaxy that is Disney with insightful conversation, stories, and special guests talking all things Disney.
Listen to never-before-heard stories and behind-the-scenes moments from some of your favorite Disney films, theme park attractions, performances, books, music, and so much more from knowledgeable, insightful, and thought-provoking hosts and guests. Hear the latest news about Disney past, present, and future.
Skull Rock Podcast is your go-to source for the magic we all love. Skull Rock Podcast. Visit skullrockpodcast.com.
I'm Kristen Hetzel, co-host of Dining at Disney Podcast. Every week, I chat about dining at Disneyland and Walt Disney World Resort and Disney Cruise Line with my fellow foodie, Bubba. We also feature restaurants and food reviews, information to help you plan your dining, Disney food news, recipes, and a monthly panel discussion. Visit diningatdisney.com and subscribe to Dining at Disney Podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcast, iHeartRadio, or your favorite podcast platform. Dining at Disney Podcast, the happiest plate on earth.